This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Grab Bag.
I know what you're thinking. It's a little early for Grab Bag, Keith. You're right. It is, but that's because Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel is going to speak to the media at 1:30, so we will play that for you live. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. 1 hour to go here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Yeah, we had a sort of move week in review because we had one of the celebrity Celtics fans call in, Aztec Gino.
Arguably the, I think in his mind, the Celtics celebrity fan.
Number three on my list behind Donnie Wahlberg and Jawan Bentley.
Yeah, but
number three is nothing to sneeze at, although he felt like there were too many snubs. There weren't enough celebrity fans.
No, there was no chicken hat guy who we learned is Nate Dogg.
I mean, I put Dane Cook and Bill Simmons on there. Those guys are celebrity fans. That's fine.
No green hair guy.
Didn't have green hair guy on there.
Caveman Causeway, big miss.
Miss on that, too.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to combine Week in Review with the Grab Bag.
Excellent.
Does that make sense?
I think it makes perfect sense. I think this text also makes sense.
Okay.
I went to a game years ago and I saw Aztec Gino drinking out of the bathroom sink.
Oh, when you're thirsty, you're thirsty.
Yeah, it's hot.
I mean, the sink could be worse.
He's going to be hot in that getup.
No,
Could it be worse?
Than the bathroom sink? Maybe not.
Guzzling water out of the TD Garden bathroom sink where somebody puked earlier? Yeah, no.
Or other. There's a long line. Who knows what happened to that steak?
It doesn't get much
worse
than
that. Yeah, I wouldn't stick my head inside the bathroom.
It's not a great look for our guy. Aztec Gino. Yeah.
Well, speaking of illnesses, we talked about Kristaps Porzingis earlier this week. As we know, he does not have COVID.
No.
Porzingis, you always are operating under some concern. Like Gronk. I mean, he's in jeopardy of hitting a ceiling or like a doorway at all times, right? But he plays the game. He's playing poorly. And then he's out. He's out sick. And you're like, what? You're like, it's not
COVID.
Guys, don't even think about COVID. We gave him a rapid test. It came back negative.
It's a non-COVID.
They have a pile of rapid tests still that everybody dumped off there.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Guys,
we don't clear the building. It is COVID. Clear the building.
Guys, we don't know what it is.
I have no idea.
It's not COVID.
Don't worry about non-COVID illness. It's like, wait, is the trots? Like, what? So what's the problem?
Wait, is that the code word in 2025? Is that what it's is when you
trots.
Say you're like, I got to go. I just can't stop crapping. You just call it a non-COVID. COVID illness.
The game tonight has been postponed. You're all safe.
It's not COVID for Porzingis.
Yeah, seriously.
So wear your mask. Guys, everything's going to be fine.
Guys, whatever. Yeah, we wrap it
down. And you can visit OKCThunder.com for updates on upcoming games.
Great.
Awesome. Tremendous. Looking forward to that. This arena is ripe with COVID, but come on back. Get your tickets for next week's games. But yeah, Porzingis obviously played in game two. I think he's going to play tomorrow in game three, but you never know with this guy. You have no clue.
No, you for sure don't, no.
Earlier this week, we were also talking about the MCU as the 36th MCU film, Thunderbolts, was released. I did a spoiler-free review here on the show, then a full spoiler review on the Dork podcast, but turns out Jones and Billy, not huge MCU guys. Maybe one day I'll have to tier the Marvel movies. That could be a tier Tuesday.
Now
also,
we're talking.
Now we do that.
Now we're talking.
How many of these have you seen?
Me?
Would you guess?
Three?
Three.
So you're, give me some of the early ones.
That was high. Iron Man? Iron Man 1?
Saw it.
The Incredible Hulk with Ed Norton?
Didn't see it.
Iron Man 2?
Think I saw Iron Man 2. I definitely saw the first one.
Iron Man 3?
Didn't make it to 3. There's no chance I made it to 3.
Captain America 1?
Nope.
Captain America Winter Soldier?
Nope.
Thor?
No.
Thor 2?
Maybe I'm lower than 3.
Thor 3?
No.
Thor 4?
No.
Ant-Man?
Nope.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
No.
Ant-Man 3? Black Panther? You guys see Black Panther?
I didn't see Black Panther.
What are you, one?
That's on me.
You've only seen one?
I'm absolutely at one, maybe two. I might have seen Iron Man 2.
Shang-Chi.
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
I didn't watch Iron Man on my own. I watched it like out of my own.
Because I don't like comic book movies? I'm an old man?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
No, just want to confirm.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Put it in my resume.
You got your answer?
Yeah, I would say so.
Wait, keep going.
How many half comedy?
How many have I seen?
I'm pretty sure now some of these are like Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm pretty sure now I am at one.
Guardians of the Galaxy might be one of the better comedies of the last 15 years. That speaks to the state of comedies.
Yeah, it really strong. makes Billy's point.
Did you guys both see Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings?
I missed that. Billy, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
No. Billy did not.
No, he did not.
Speaking of the Avengers, the Green Team Avengers is what those guys are known as, I believe, the celebrity fans.
Is that what they go by?
Yeah, somebody on the text line was saying Green Team Avengers. Yeah, that's what they call them. Yeah, that's they assembled all right.
That's
the name of their group chat.
We saw the Kentucky Derby this past weekend, and I didn't know the name of the horse the way that Jones knew the name of the horse that won the race. Kentucky Derby winner, Sovereignty.
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 Why? Sovereignty?
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty. What did you
call it? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, you said
San Diegan.
You added like three syllables to it.
Whatever.
I
was drinking a lot during the Derby. What do I know?
Admittedly, I went into the pronunciation unsure, but you really, I think, went a different route.
Not sovereignty?
Sovereignty. Right?
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
I don't know.
It's like three extra syllables.
I have no idea. Say, what is it? He's out of the preakness?
Sovereignty out. So no triple crown.
Sovereignty in.
Yeah. He's replaced by Jones's heart. Sovereignty.
Wait, so he's out of the Preakness?
Yeah, he's not doing the Preakness.
What the hell?
He's load
Sovereignty. What are you doing?
Load management. Actually, it's a non-COVID illness. He's out. Sovereignty with a mustache is sovereignty.
I do like that because, Keith, you said it right. You're like, I wasn't 100% sure on the pronunciation.
I just went through it and you tried to correct me. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
I came in much too strong on that. I don't even know why in retrospect.
We have a brag of the week, and it is not from our program. Let's find out what it was.
Oh.
You guys know I have a new truck. I got an oil change yesterday.
Sick brag, bro.
Double brag. Did Andy Hart get a new truck, he also got an oil change.
Let me ask you. Why are you getting an oil change in your new truck?
You would think they would already do that for you,
right?
That's
what I thought,
Usually when you drive that sucker off the lot, we topped you off all the fluids.
Well, apparently his new truck has standing water in it because it leaks, so.
That sounds like not a great purchase. But okay, I thought the brag of the week might be like a guy who changes his own oil. That's a real, that's like a real brag.
I do that.
Yeah, you change your own oil?
Sure.
Sick brag, bro.
Nice.
Let's get to the grab bag, shall we?
Sure.
Now, Jones was reportedly kicking and headbutting as police tried to get him into the police car. Once he was taken to the Hamilton County Jail, deputies had to put him in what's called the restraint chair because he was combative. Now, when a nurse tried to get his vital signs, deputies say Adam Jones spit on her, and because of that, he was charged with a
grab bag.
It's a new one.
Yeah, it's a new one. Yeah, it took a little bit. All right, NBA playoffs last night. Anthony Edwards, who did get banged up in the game, but the Timberwolves defeated the Warriors 117-93. So that series now, Minnesota and Golden State even at a game apiece.
I mean, I'm happy he came back. I think Curry eventually will come back. That went from being a real interesting series to potentially like a tune out.
Yeah.
But if Ant's still in there and Curry's coming back, that's a series. But it's 1-1 now. Interesting.
Tonight in the NBA, Cavs and Pacers play game 3. This game is in Indiana where they have a 2-0 series lead. And then Thunder Nuggets. Series tied at 1, game 3 in Denver, 10 o'clock.
So Perk said the Celtics series is over. Celtics won't get a game.
Yeah.
Let's apply that conversation to the Cavs. Do you think that series is over and they won't get a game?
I might be crazy. I still think it's Celtics-Cavs conference finals.
Oh, so I think that one is done.
You think I was over because of all the injuries?
I still think the Celtics are in this other series, or I would pick them in this series.
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah.
I don't feel super confident in it, but I would pick the Celtics.
I hear you.
I would pick Indy in that other series.
Right. Yeah. Buying opportunity or suckers
bad? Well, we'll see.
This is
Grab Bag.
Hockey playoffs. Capitals over the Hurricanes 3-1 last night. That series even at a game apiece. The Oilers took down the Golden Knights in overtime 5-4. Edmonton leads Bruce Cassidy's Golden Knights 2-0.
Cassidy was hot last night. He was upset about it, upset with the refs about some missed calls there. I didn't watch it. I can pretend to know what he was even talking about, but I saw that headline.
Your former guy, Brad Marchand, he and the Florida Panthers trail the Maple Leafs 2-0. Game 3 tonight in Florida at 7 o'clock. And then Stars Jets play game 2 with Dallas up 1-0. Anything there?
Think Florida wins?
I bet they win tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's still the Leafs.
You're not rooting for Florida?
No.
You don't want the Bruins pick?
What, in 5 years?
That's a good point.
No.
God willing, we're still a show then.
No.
So yeah, it's not anything to worry about in that point.
No, not exactly.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the
grab bag.
The only thing that's real.
Red Sox in action tonight against the Kansas City Royals. It's a 7:40 first pitch here on WEEI. 6:40 with the pregame. Hunter Dobbins on the hill as the Sox look to remain over 500.
I still, there? I'm still just flummoxed by the Devers stuff. Like,
it is amazing.
What time does Cora talk today? Like, it's going to be after us, but it'll be, like, at some point he's going to speak this afternoon, and he's going to have to react to the Devers nonsense from yesterday. So I'd keep it locked to WEEI afternoons. I'd do that anyway.
Sure.
But I imagine they'll be able to react to some of what Cora has to say, because he comes out of the whole thing looking bad.
Yeah.
Like, why is Breslow the one talking to Devers, and Devers is all pissed at Breslow? It's because Cora warmed his way out of it.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, well, the Red Sox won. You know what that means, Jones?
What's that now?
Hogdale call of the day.
Oh, great. High and deep. This is towards the triangle. Sadon is there. He makes a tremendous catch. Holy s***. Sadon Rafaela tracks it to the deepest part of the triangle, and he gets an out. That's out number one. What a play by Sadon. That ball's going to have like a 800 expected batting average, dude.
Okay.
Holy s***. What a play.
He's the play-by-play guy. He's the color analyst. He's also a statistician. He's all the things.
Who's Jude?
I don't know.
The producer? Who is that?
Maybe he has a pretty young thing. I think Hogdale produces his own stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I didn't know anybody else was there.
Who's to say?
Okay.
We don't really know.
Did you see that catch?
I did. So we didn't even talk about it. We were so swamped with everything else going on. But
I think that's an overrated catch.
It was a good catch. I've seen better catches.
And then bunked into the wall.
Yeah.
He went a long way.
I was going to say, it's more that, I think. Like, he tracked that sucker pretty well.
Yeah.
And he went flying into it and get a little shoulder into the wall.
I've seen 10 better Rafaela catches.
Yeah, I was going to say, even that guy has had better catches, let alone Red Sox center fielders.
Yeah, I don't even.
So you're down on the catch. You're not as high as Hogdale.
I don't like to disagree.
Hogdale liked the call.
I don't like to disagree with my man Hogdale, who I have on my top five Friday list.
True.
I don't like to disagree with him, but I don't think that was that great of a catch, no.
All right.
Here we go, now holla if you hear me though. It's the
grab bag on Jones and Keith.
WWE's backlash this weekend, Jones, from St. Louis, Missouri at the Enterprise Center.
It's the home of Jason Tatum.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, he and Kachuk's kid went to school together.
You know what? I feel like I heard that once before, yeah.
Dominic Mysterio versus Penta, singles match for the Intercontinental title. We have Jacob Fatu versus LA Knight versus Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre. That's a fatal four-way for the United States strap. Pat McAfee versus Gunther.
Oh, now this I'm interested in.
Retribution for McAfee. Got choked out ringside by Gunther, former IC champ, former heavyweight champ. Lyra Valkyria versus Becky Lynch. That's a singles match for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. Your main event, Jones. John Cena versus Randy Orton for the undisputed WWE Championship. Who do you got in that one? Cena, Orton?
I'm going Cena.
Cena, yeah.
Yeah.
It's his last ride.
Yeah, I think he's going to turn it on. So do you think Bill's guy McAfee comes out
No.
I think he's going to get destroyed.
You don't think, no, yeah. I'm saying, you don't think Bill comes out for McAfee?
No, he's got Miss Maine this weekend.
Oh, great point. I was going to say.
He's going to be in Maine. He's not. He's going to be in Portland, Maine, not St. Louis, Missouri.
If Bill were there, would Jordan try to worm her way into the proceedings somehow?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, I think that's safe to say.
She's in a title fight.
Yeah, she's like, I think I want a match. She's like, you can't have a match.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music. Going to give it away.
Yeah, yeah.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Abdul Carter, there's been some talk about Abdul Carter, the top pick for the Giants. He initially wanted LT's 56, retired number.
Sure.
Then he decided he would settle for Phil Simms, retired 11. He's now going to wear 51.
Oh!
So if you're looking for Abdul Carter on Sundays, Mondays, Saturdays, the occasional Wednesdays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, then he'd be wearing 51.
Chase Blackburn or someone like that is going to be real upset.
Yeah.
I'm a genie in a
grab bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
How about this? We have history. The Houston Texans and rookie wide receiver Jaden Higgins, who I liked at Iowa State.
Yeah, you were a fan. I was less of a fan, yeah.
Signed a guaranteed contract, 4 years, over $11 million, making him the first second-round pick in NFL history to have a fully guaranteed contract. What do you think of that?
Well, I think all these contracts should be fully guaranteed, quite frankly. So yeah. Good for him. I wonder if that's a trend that catches on. I'd imagine Higgins. Once you have some precedent, that will catch on. So the implication is it's the first second-round draft pick that's fully guaranteed. Been fully guaranteed rookie contracts. It's not in the second round.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I screw that up?
I don't know.
Am I thinking of the right guy? Yeah, no, I'm thinking of the right guy.
Wait, what?
Jaden Higgins.
Yeah, from Iowa State.
Oh, they also drafted Jalen Noel.
Correct.
Do you know, I think the Texans drafted three guys.
Eric Shun.
I think the Texans drafted three guys named Jalen and one guy named Jaden. Which has got to make training camp
three
a nightmare.
Guys?
I believe they did.
Well, it was Jaden and Jalen, both from Iowa State.
So there were more of them?
I'm mostly right.
Okay. I think it was a bunch of guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready for this?
I'll take your word for it, yeah.
Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noel, Jalen Smith, Jalen Reed.
Wow.
Three Jalens and a Jaden.
Wow.
What a nightmare.
And Jaden Reed plays for the Packers as well.
Jaden Reed, but they drafted Jalen Reed.
No, I'm saying this is Jalen Reed. I'm saying Jaden Reed is on the Packers.
They also drafted a guy named Woody, whatever that's worth.
Nice.
And Ariante.
No, that's not.
My name is Brad. Brad Bash.
That one certainly goes the hardest. There's no debating that. All right, best NBA performers from last night.
Sure.
Trace Jackson Davis, 15 points, 6 rebounds.
Loss.
Nikhil Alexander Walker,
mm-hmm.
20 points. Jaden McDaniels, 16 points. Anthony Edwards, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Julius Randle, 24, 7, and 11 for the big fella.
I think you got to go Randle there. Big win for the Wolves. I think you got to go. A lot of good options there.
Yeah.
But I think you got to go Julius Randle. Yeah.
From my point of view, the
grab bag.
Are evil. We'll end you all lost.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Gotta be.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
By the way, did you hear Joe Castiglione on the call yesterday a little bit? He was in the booth last. He was in the Sox booth.
I did not.
Yeah.
No disrespect. I did not.
Like, move over, Lenny DiNardo. Here comes Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione.
Public transport day for Jones. I did not.
I was in the car enjoying the game on the way home from Fenway Park. All right. This player pitched for the Kansas City Royals.
Kevin Apia.
Wow. Great guess.
He got it.
What, is it? Is it really?
Yeah, Kevin Apia.
Wow, Billy.
Yeah. Thought it would be
I was gonna hit you
too
with
easy.
Brett Saberhagen.
Do you know that Kevin Apia was a one-time All-Star and a one-time ERA title holder?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, and finished third in the Cy Young in 1993.
Where else did Apia pitch? Angels?
Angels, A's, Mets.
My roundabout question, but he never pitched here was my roundabout question.
He never pitched here.
Okay,
pitched at Fenway several times.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many other Royals pitchers could I even name? I was ready with Brett Saberhagen. Kevin Apier, good guess.
Cone.
David Cone, sure.
Jose Lima
was with the Royals.
Lima time.
Danny Duffy.
Oh, Zach Greinke.
I don't want to give all these away.
Yeah, we're burning up all our guesses.
Hold on a second.
Zach Greinke, I was thinking. That's who I was trying to come up with, yes.
You talking about Danny Darwin? He pitched for them, I think, right?
Okay,
Dan
good job.
Quisenberry.
Yeah, oh, nice one.
Quisenberry.
Yeah, we're burning up all of our material here. Good job by Billy, right?
I don't think Darwin did pitch there.
No?
He pitched for everybody else.
Oh, he's throwing you off the scent. Throwing a couple of fake outs there. It's Random Baseball Player of the
Day.
Each and every day in the grab bag came your way a little early today. Grab bag came early. Because Mike Vrabel will be talking. Scheduled for 1:30. Stay tuned for it right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Jones and Keith, WEEI, what an eventful day it's been.
Wow.
Normally you would hear the grab bag. At this point in time, we gave you the grab bag a little early because Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak any moment in Foxborough. When he starts talking, we'll go there live here on WEEI. In the meantime, we've talked a lot about Jordan Hudson.
Yeah, we have.
She was banned from the UNC football facilities, according to Pablo Torre.
Yeah, or was she?
UNC refuted that report in a statement. I thought Florio had a good read on this. He just wrote about it at Pro Football Talk. He said, while the development will be regarded by some as a refutation of Pablo Torre's reporting, this seems to be a carefully worded potato-potato situation, especially since the statement begins by pointing out that Hudson is not an employee of the school. He says, while she surely hasn't been told that visiting Belichick at work would amount to a trespass, she quite possibly has been told that as someone who isn't employed by UNC football, she should not be working for UNC football. No more emails, no more meetings, no more anything an employee would be doing on behalf of the football program. This is basically what you said earlier, Keith. Yeah. It's very possible that Pablo Torre said she's banned.
He's like, well, no, we never said banned. It was just whatever.
But she's banned from doing things related to UNC football. That doesn't mean she can't come meet Bill Belichick for a coffee or something like that and come pick him up after a meeting. So I think that's an important distinction there.
It's funny because we brought up Lucy Burge, friend of the show. She had a tweet kind of comparing it to Brady and Guerrero. And you remember all the different reporting about Guerrero. It's like, is he allowed on campus? He's like, well, he is, but he can only work with these guys. It's like his office is like around the corner. It's not really in the facility.
They have to work him up.
There's a lot of
work him out up in a suite.
There's a lot of
weird details. Anyway, well, it sounds like we have Mike Vrabel now. So let's go live to Foxborough.
Go ahead.
It seems like you're stressing like the younger players this offseason just based off of a lot of moves you made. What kind of is the significance of having so many younger players in the roster, and how does that kind of help move this team along as it's in a little bit?
I couldn't tell you what the age of any one of our players is, and I know that that's probably your perspective. That's not anything that I really have evaluated. I think if you look at the free agency, I think that there's a lot of different players that have different levels of experience. And then when you look to fill a roster, you're going to have to fill it somehow. So we drafted 11 players. We signed however many in the post-draft, and that's kind of where we're at. So anybody that can help us, age has never been anything that really concerned us. It's about production and their value to the football team.
I think we can clip it there. Yeah, that was the final question anyway. Thanks, so, Coach. Okay, three takeaways from Vrabel. Number one, Terrell Williams, the defensive coordinator, has a medical condition.
Yeah.
He's going to update that later today. He's been in contact with players via Zoom. He's been replaced by Zach Kuhr in the meantime. He said there's no timeline. And he made it clear he's talking about everybody generically. He's not going to give any timelines for injuries or returns. But he did say Terrell will be able to talk through that stuff and we'll let the individuals speak for themselves. So that sounds,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want ominous. I don't know what the right word is, but it sounds like there's more to update there for sure. And it doesn't sound like a quick return,
no,
judging by Vrabel, but I guess we'll find that out. Mm. Vrabel also shot down the post-draft grades, basically.
Yeah, that's what most coaches do.
He said, we'll find out. Who knows? It's interesting, but it's not important. And then he was asked about Highsmith. That's Alonzo Highsmith's kid, who they brought into the front office. Andrew Callahan asked about front office changes. He's like, it's that time of year. I don't know when we'll talk to you again. Vrabel said, yeah, we're going to add players. We're going to look to add coaches, and we'll do the same in the personnel department.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
odd.
That one's definitely ominous. Maybe ominous isn't the right word for Terrell Williams.
Keep an eye on
ominous
that.
Ominous for Wolf, for Matt Groh, I would say that. I wouldn't be too comfortable if I were any of those guys.
Draft's over. All that work for the draft's over. This is where sometimes you do see some changes.
Although, Alonzo Highsmith was part of the Wolf, Groh, that whole crew, and they're hiring his kid.
Yeah, no, true. Maybe everybody's safe. Somebody, just adding bodies.
Somebody emailed me about that. They're like, if you're going to rip Belichick for hiring his kids and friends of his kids.
Oh, he's not the only one.
No, but I mean, that's an odd hire. Mm. But maybe, I don't know. I don't know what that speaks to. Alonzo Highsmith was a Wolf hire, and now they're hiring his kid. So that's interesting from Mike Vrabel today. I think we covered most of that. Here on Jones and Keefe, we'll hand off to WEEI Afternoons coming up. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, on the getting ahead of Miss Maine, which will be handed out this weekend.
Sure.
Jordan Hudson, one of the contestants. We found out what Jones's special skill might be.
Oh, yeah.
So what is your special skill? Is Miss Maine this weekend, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I think it is.
I heard Greg talking about that today. Or Greg and Courtney and Wiggy, yeah.
If you were in a pageant, let's say they like flipped it on its head, 2025 dude pageant, what would your skill be?
My skill?
Yeah, that's right.
I can juggle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Good juggle.
Sick brag, bro.
Not only can I juggle, pretty good juggler, if you ask me.
That's pretty good. I think
bounce juggle? Columns? Yeah. Give me scarves?
Did you say condoms?
Columns.
Oh,
no, he said condoms.
He said condoms.
I said columns. I said
Jones
columns.
Juggles condoms.
Honestly, I probably could.
Here's the winner, Mr. Massachusetts, the guy juggling condoms.
I never had much use for these.
That'd be a blast.
I said columns.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to check tape on that. That sounds like a clip du jour.
Bounce juggle? Columns?
Yeah.
Say it again.
I talked over it.
Bounce juggle? Columns?
Yeah.
It does sound like condoms. I'm pretty sure I said columns, but in fairness, it sounds like condoms.
That's great. I think you do well, though. I think it's sort of a lost art. Not a lot of people juggling anymore.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's a good skill. What was your skill again?
Where guys in the NBA played their college ball.
Oh, right.
Specifically from the 90s and early 2000s.
Tim Welsh can make a carbonara.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
What's your skill there, Hart?
I don't know, but can I, real quick.
I don't know. Don't
columns?
Sell yourself short.
Columns.
What are columns that you juggle?
I got distracted by the condoms.
No. Column is it's one ball in the middle, two balls on the outside, one ball in the middle, two balls on the outside.
Oh, so you're a legit dork for juggling.
We'll do a video. We'll bring in...
Don't isolate that, Nick.
We'll have Jones for our Instagram next week juggling.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have people, we can
chainsaws?
I couldn't do that.
I've seen those online.
I could bring in one samurai sword if you want to use that in the mix.
Just try that out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Juggling, yeah.
Uh-huh. You going to do condoms or columns?
We'll do both.
Could you do condoms in columns?
They're pretty, I don't know.
How do those fly?
I'd have to, that's what I'm saying.
They're a little floating.
Put condoms on bowling pins and juggle those.
That I might be able to do. You don't have a skill over there?
Nothing's coming to mind right now. No.
What about like a cherry stem? Can you tie it in a knot?
I can touch my nose with my tongue.
There you go. That counts. I don't need to see it. Okay.
I used to be able to stick candy up my nose with my tongue.
Yeah, how do you do that?
What the hell?
I got a long tongue.
I have a much bigger nose than you.
How about this? There's your skill.
You got a big nose. I got a big tongue.
All right, The amount of drops coming out of this segment.
It does always go off the rails.
Hart has a real problem.
How do we blame me? No. It goes off the rails with the clip of the day. Because usually the clip du jour is already sort of veering off the rails.
Not always. Sometimes it's like a hard-hitting interview.
Speaking of veering off the rails, Aztec, do we want to talk Celtics or Red Sox?
Did you hear our Aztec Geno interview?
No.
Oh, he called in.
I did hear your Tim Welsh interview.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the best phone interviews I've heard on the station in a long time.
How about that?
Tremendous. Well, I don't want to, like,
if you had
the
to tier them,
phone denigrate the others. Well, there's a difference now.
Quite a bit of qualifiers there.
In studio versus on the phone. If he had been in studio.
Yeah. It was maybe one of the best phone interviews.
Also could be because he basically just agreed with me on everything. He was like ripping Tatum, ripping Mazzulla, ripping everything they did. And I was like, yeah, he's an expert. And he agrees with me.
This guy gets it.
Well, I want to ask you, it sounds like you listen to much more of we just pulled some clips from Pablo Torre that we saw on social media. You listen to like the full thing?
Yes. Save for like 5 minutes, the whole Pablo Torre podcast. And I now even more believe his reporting. He had a lot of good sourcing. It's a weird podcast because he also has Katie Nolan and some other dude on there that kind of just F around in the background and distract from the information that he's presenting. Yeah. But he had a source that, and we may effort to get this audio, Stiz will have it hopefully, that said, she is the worst person I've ever worked with, and I've worked with two sociopaths.
Brag.
Okay. So there was a little brag there.
Okay.
Why are you surrounded by such bad people in your workplace? But anyway, we'll talk about Jordan, UNC, Bill Belichick, that train wreck of a situation down there where Tim Welsh also told us they're just a flat-out bad football team.
And they stink at football.
You know they're ranked 80th in the country right now.
I heard that.
80th. Behind Army and Navy and Air Force and
all the academies.
Tufts good. And Hobart and everybody else.
Good Air Force squad this year, though. They'll
run the ball.
Yeah.
But we'll lead off, as we always do, with our winners of the week. Who won the week? Or will we?
No.
Stay tuned to find out.
Okay.
But don't you just feel like the Celtics story, you could do a full 4 hours. Jason Tatum, Celtics. Mm-hmm. Yep. This Devers situation,
sure.
You could do a full 48 hours if you wanted to. So we'll do a lot of that, mix in a little Patriots, Mike Vrabel, Bill Belichick, and wrap up a fun week here.
It's busy time out there. Good. Keep it locked. WEEI Afternoons. They got you covered. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. The Crossover, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. If you're looking for the perfect gift for mom, the 99 Restaurant gift cards are the perfect gift. For every $25 you purchase, you'll receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You gotta love the 9. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Everybody have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. Maybe we'll hear from Aztec Geno again on Monday. He promised he'd call back. That's Monday at 10, WEEI. One ball in the middle, two balls on the outside.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.